Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about some Inyanei Yontif, and that's a great way to prepare for the Chag. And we're going to be basing ourselves in the very beautiful Sefer Birchas Aaron by Aaron Levine, who was a big Rav in pre-war Europe. He was in the Polish Senate as well. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. And the shir should be L'Refuas Tobi Hudis Bas Tamagasya, and Miriam Rivka Bas Adina Leia, Avram Yishayo Ben Aviva, Zev Eliezer Ben Chai Shendel, and Leilu Nishmas, Esther Bas Shmuel, Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak Yonah, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. The Gemara says in Masechet, the Mishnah says in Masechet Brachas that women are pater from Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, of course, women are pater from Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah say, Shazman Grama, so of course women are pater from Kriya Shema. And the Gemara's answer is no. You would have a mina that women are chayv in Kriya Shema. Why? Because there's all machus shemaim involved. You're accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven. Women have to do that also. So kamash malan, then nevertheless, women are pater from kriyat shema. However, it's not so pashut, because even after the Gemara says the havamin, I might have felt that women would be chayiv in kriyat shema, because there is machus shemaim involved. Kamash malan, there's still pater. Even though there is machus shemaim involved, we can ask that still it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. We have a rule, a hard and fast rule. Mitzvah seishas man grama, Nashim Pturos. So even though here you have an excuse, no, we want to be Mechayiv women because there's Machus Shemaim involved, Kabbalah so Machus Shemaim. Still, at the end of the day, since it's a mitzvah sesesha, as man grama, woman should be pater. So why would I have a havamina that because there's Machus Shemaim involved, women are going to be Chayiv? It's a mitzvah sesesha, as man grama. That's the kasha. So, the Birkas Aaron or Aaron Levin, in Os Kuf Samach Zayin on page Ayin Hey answers as follows. There's a Pnei Yoshua in Meseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis who writes that every mitzvah that logic would dictate that this mitzvah should be a constant mitzvah, to me it should be a mitzvah shelo azman grama, and only because of a certain necessity it became a mitzvah shelman grama, that is not called a mitzvah shelman grama. And women are nevertheless going to be chayiv, since the mitzvah should really be lo zman grama. And the only reason it's man grama is because of a certain necessity. But really, in principle, this mitzvah should be lo zman grama. Such a woman, such a mitzvah, women are going to be chayiv in. So we can say that that possibly is the havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. You know why women should be chayiv in Kriya Shema? Women should be chayiv in Kriya Shema because there's Malchus Shemaim. And Malchus Shemaim, Tayri Yidin, is a mitzvah that one should be doing it constantly. The only thing is it's hard to be mechayiv you to do this mitzvah all the time. So therefore the Torah says, okay, there's zman and kavuim to do this mitzvah. But in principle, it should be a constant mitzvah. The only thing is, since because of the necessity, because of the difficulty of making it a constant mitzvah, the Torah says, all right, only do it at specific times. But really, it should be a constant mitzvah. And therefore, you would have a havamina, that woman would therefore be chayiv, because of this klal of the Pnei Yehoshua, that a mitzvah that should be a constant mitzvah. Nashim achayav hosbam. Kamash malam, and nevertheless, women are pturos. However, if that's true, then it would emerge that the Pnei Yehoshua's Svara was the Gemara's Havamina. However, Lemaskana, the Gemara rejects the Pnei Yehoshua's Svara. In other words, the Gemara's Havamina is that since Malchus Shemaim should be a constant mitzvah, women therefore should be Chayiv, even though Kriya Shema is only at specific times, but in principle we really should be a constant mitzvah. It was just too much to ask, so therefore the Torah said only to do it at specific times. But since in theory it should be a constant mitzvah, it should not be considered a mitzvah seishas man grama. And nashim should be chayavos, punk the svara of the Pnei Yehoshua. So kamash malan, the nashim are pturis, kamash malan what? Kamash malan, that nashim are pturos, because even though the mitzvah should be a constant mitzvah, nevertheless, if at the end of the day it's a mitzvah seishas as man grama, nashim are pturos. Meaning the havamin of the Gemara is like the Pnei Yehoshua, that women should be chayavos, Because in principle, it should be a constant mitzvah. Kamash Malan, that even though it should be a constant mitzvah, since Sof Kol Sof, it's a mitzvah, say she has man grama, Nashim are pturos. So of course, one can learn differently. Maybe the Pnei Yoshua would say that the Hava Mina is that Malchus Shemaim is something that should be done constantly, just it was impossible, so the Torah made specific times. And Kamash Malan, then no! Then Malchus Shemaim is not something that in theory one has to do every second. Malchus Shemaim, the rest of the day you're busy. You're busy working, you're busy learning, you're busy davening, you're busy doing a lot of important things. You have to go shopping. You shouldn't have to do it every second. No! Twice a day, one has to proclaim, I am a Kabbalah upon myself, all Malchus Shemaim. Kamash Malan, that it's a Mamash Mitzvah Seisha's Man Groma. And then in principle, it shouldn't be at all times. However, one could also learn, if one wants to reject the Pnei Yoshua, one can learn that the Kamash Malan of the Gemara is, that Kamash Malan, that despite the fact that it should be a constant mitzvah, nevertheless, since it's only done twice a day, there's specific times for Kriya Shema, Kamash Malan, that it's still called a mitzvah seishazman grama, udalo kapnei Yoshua. So that's how the Gemara could be read, that even though it should be noig b'chol zman u'b'chol eis, since the sof kol sof, it's only noig twice a day, it's still called a mitzvah seishazman grama, not like the Pnei Yoshua, and therefore women are pturos. Now, if that's pshat in the Bavli, that the Bavli is rejecting the Svara of the Pnei Yoshua, that the Pnei Yoshua holds that a mitzvah that should be constant is not called a mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, even though it has specific times, since it should be constant. There's just a Sibat Stud, that's why it's not. That's the Pnei Yoshua, that if it should be constant, it's not called a mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, it's a mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, even at the end of the day, it does have a set time. And the Bavli is rejecting that. And the Bavli is saying, no kamash malan, that despite the fact that it should be knowing at all times, nevertheless, since it's only knowing twice a day, it is called a mitzvah seishas man grama, and nashim are pturos. Not like the Pnei Yoshua, so that's pshat in the Bavli. So now we can also answer a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, we can explain as follows in the Yerushalmi, that you know why women are chai, are pturos from Kriya Shema? Because it says, v'limadatem es b'neichem, you should teach your children, referring to Kriya Shema, v'loy b'noy seichem. And Asach Gitti Yidin asked, what do you mean, why, Yerushalmi, are you telling me that the ptur of Nashim from Kriya Shema is from the pasuk v'limadatem es b'neichem, and we learn, b'neichem you should teach, v'loy b'noy seichem. Why does the Yerushalmi not like the Bavli's reason that women are pturos mikriya shema because of mitzvah seishas man grama? So we can say very simply that the Yerushalmi will hold like the Pnei Yoshua, and therefore, since kriya shema is malchus shemayim, women can't be pater because this is a mitzvah it has the status of a constant mitzvah. And therefore, we need to find another reason to pater women from Kriya Shema. And therefore, they need to use they go to the pasuk of Natatem Asam Benecham Elav Noseichem. And if that's so, then we have on our hands a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. How to define Gevaldik? How to define a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama? Lefi the Bavli Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, even if it should be knowing at all times, if it's only knowing at certain times, it's called a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. According to the Yerushalmi, if it should be knowing at all times, even if it's only knowing at certain times, it's not called a mitzvah seishas man grama. And therefore, when discussing why women are pturos from Kriya Shema, we have to find another reason. We can't say it's because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, because Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah seishas man grama. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah seishas laws man grama, because it should be knowing at all times. Just because of a side reason, we can't, it's too much, so they said to do it at certain times. Really, it should be knowing at all times. So, that's why the Yerushalmi, in order to pater women, how to find a different pasuk. So now that is step one, and that is a very, very beautiful, very, very beautiful chiddush of the Birkas Aaron. So now we have the Chora Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, whether to be makabel the svar of the Pnei Yoshua, who obviously came many Apnei Yoshua's and Acharon, he came much later, but the Svara could already be in between the lines in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It's the Havamin of the Bavli and the Maskan of the Yerushalmi, that if it's a mitzvah that should be done at all times, women are going to be pturus. Women are going to be chayavos, women are going to be chayavos if it's a mitzvah that should be done at all times, even though it only has set times. But since it should be done at all times, women are chayavos. That's how the Yerushalmi is holding, and the Bavli only has that in the Havamina. That if it should be done at all times, even if it's not, women are chayavos. And Kamashmalan know that if the halacha is that it's only done twice a day, women are going to be pituros. And it does have the status of mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Now, where does the Pnei Yoshua get this svara from? That where logic would dictate that the mitzvah should be noig b'chol zman, and only because of a certain necessity, Chazal, the Torah was metake in certain times, it's not considered a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. That was the svara of the Pnei Yoshua, that what should be a constant mitzvah is not zman grama, even if it only has set times. So we learn that from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. There Rav Yitzchak says that Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabbo Beregel, that a person has to go receive his Rebbe's face on the regel. He has to go visit his Rebbe on the regel. Shneamar, it says about the Shunammite woman. So before we talk about the Gemara, first we have to hear this story. It was one day that Elisha passed through Shunam, and there was a woman of prominence there, and he would say to her, Elisha, she would say, eat, eat, as is the derech of Jewish mothers. And then he would go and he would eat. And she said to her husband, there's a holy man of God, let's make a walled attic, a bed, a table, a chair, a lamp, so whenever he comes he can go. One day he came and he turned to the attic and he took a little rest. And then he called the Gehazi, his attendant, and he said, call the Shunammite woman. And he called her and she presented herself before him. And he said, please tell her, you have undertaken all this trouble on our behalf, what favor can be done for you? Do you need anything said on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? And she said, I dwell among my people. So he said, what can be done for her? Gehazi said, well, she has no child and her husband is old. Imagine that, she has no child and she still doesn't want to ask. So he said, call her, and he called her and she stood in the doorway. And Elisha said, at this time next year, you will be embracing a son. She said, no, my master, man of God, don't disappoint your maidservant. But the woman conceived and bore a son at the same time the following year, as Elisha told her. Then the boy grew up, and one day he went out to his father, to the reapers in the field. He said to his father, my head, Roshi, Roshi. And his father said to the attendant, take him to his mother. He took him and brought him to his mother. He sat in her lap till noon and then he died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, closed the door on him and left. She then called her husband, please send me one of the attendants and one of the donkeys so I can hurry to the man of God and return. He said, why are you going to the man of God today? She didn't want to say that her son had died. He said, why are you going today? It is neither a new moon nor a Shabbos. Elo chodesh velo Shabbos. And she said to him, shalom. It is peace. It is fine. She saddled the donkey. She said, lead the way. And in the end of the day, it was a very happy ending. Elisha prays, sneezes on the boy 7 times, and the boy awakens. So that's a very, very happy ending. But the Maisa, that's the story. So the Shunammite woman's husband says to him, why are you going? It's neither Chodesh nor Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and this is where the Pnei Yoshua gets his svara from, that Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel, that a person has to visit his Rebbe on the Regel. As it says, why are you going to the man of God today? It is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shabbos. That's what the Shunammite woman's man said to her. The Gemara says, Michlal, from Dantes Gedringen, from here is Mashma, that on Chodesh and Shabbos, she should have gone. So you hear the Gemara. The Gemara is such a interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that a person has to be makabel his Rebbe on the regel. How do we know a person has to be makabel pnei rabbo beregel? Because it says, why are you going to the rabbi today, to the prophet today? It's neither Chodesh nor Shabbos. Mashmi that on Chodesh and Shabbos, she should have gone. So what's difficult, says the Pnei Yoshua, is how can you say that what the husband of the Baal HaShunamis told his wife, Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos, he meant that on Chodesh and Shabbos she should go to him, because a person has to be Makabo Pnei Rabbo Beregel. Even if we say that there is a Chiyuv to be Makabo Pnei Rabbo Beregel at certain times, a woman's going to be Pater, because it's a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, and Nashim Ar Pturas a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama. So why is he telling this woman? We're going to get, by the way, to a glaring kasha in the Gemara in a moment. But in the meantime, we have to understand, why is he telling her that why are you going? It's neither Chodesh nor Shabbos. Mashma Chodesh Shabbos, you should go. It's a mitzvah seishas man gram and ashim arpturos. So because of this, the Pnei Yehoshua said that where there's a svara, that a mitzvah should be noeg at all times, and only because it's impossible to do it at all times, they were mitake in specific times, that is not considered a mitzvah seishas man gram. And here also, the svara should be that the chiyuv to be to receive the face of your Rebbe on the chag, to receive the face of your Rebbe, should be noeg b'chol shah, because you get the kedusha of the Rebbe. And it's only because it's impossible, because a bittul malachi won't be able to go to work. So now there's specific times. And therefore, it is not a mitzvah seishah zman grama. And nashim ar chayavos. So even though there are only specific times that women, that you have to be makabel p'nei rabo beregel, but in principle, in theory, it should be done at all times. It's just too much to ask. So it's only done at specific times. If that's the case, lahakbil p'nei rabo beregel is a chiyuv to is not a mitzvah seishas man grama. Even though there are only specific times, women are still going to be chayav because in principle it should be at all times. And therefore he said to her, "Hey, why are you going? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos." Meaning, if it was Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, she should be going, even though it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. But it's not a mitzvah seishas man grama. Because yes, there is a specific time to do it, but in principle there should be a specific time to do it. It should be done at all times. Just it was too much, so they only made it for the regel. The chiyuv on the regel, but it's or Chodesh and Shabbos according to the Pasuk. But it should be done at all times. And the Mela, since it should be done at all times, women are going to be chayiv. So he said to her, you are chayiv in receiving the Rebbe on Chodesh and Shabbos. But it's not Chodesh and Shabbos, so why are you going? And therefore the Pnei Yehoshua says is Gebaldik Svara. So it must be that a mitzvah that you should be chayav at all times is not considered a mitzvah shel zman grama. Even if it only is noeg at specific times. However, the great Goyim, the Birkas Aaron, he says, I have another teretz to the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha, as to why she should be chayav by it's a mitzvah shel zman grama. And based on this teretz, and based on our teretz, you can also answer another kasha, which I said before is a glaring kasha in the text. When you're reading the Gemara, it says like this: Chayav adam lahakbil p'nei rabo b'rego. It says you have to visit your Rebbe on the holiday, and we bring a raya from the pasuk. What's the raya? It says, what? The Shunammite man said to his wife, he said, why are you going to the Rebbe? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos. Mashma, then I would say in the Pasuk, that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you should go to see the Rebbe. But it doesn't say anything about the Regel. It only says Chodesh and Shabbos. This is a kasha that many have asked. By the way, I can direct you to the Talmudic Encyclopedia, who has an entry on Chayav Adam Lahakbil P'nei Rabo B'Rego. The numerous terutzim, some say Shabbos includes Regel. There are other terutzim given, but Pashup Shat in the Gemara, Chayav Adam Lahakbil P'nei Rabo B'Rego. Where do you see that? Because the implication of what the Baal HaShunamis said was that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos you should go visit the Rebbe. But where is Regel mentioned? And Beseder, so not only is Regel not mentioned, but the Gemara should have said, Andrish, the Gemara should have said, Chayav Adam, Lahakbil, Pnei Rabo, B'Rosh Chodesh, B'Shabbos, U'B'Regel. So you want to throw Regel in there? B'Vakasha. But what about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk implies that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you should visit the Rebbe. And the Gemara, not only does the Gemara put in Regel, but the Gemara omits what the Pasuk says. Chodesh and Shabbos. So that's mamish. You want to say a chiddush that it also includes regel b'vakasha, that if you have to do it on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, it will throw in regel also. But why omit Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? So that's what we have to understand in the Gemara. Why Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? Why are they omitted? And why is regel included? Where do you get regel from? Pasuk just says, why are you going to him? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos. Mashman Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you should go. And then the Gemara says, from here you have to go visit on the Regel. Where's Regel coming in here? And what about what happened to Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? So the answer is that Rav Yitzchok is medayik that there's a chiyuv to be makabel b'nei rabbi v'regel. The diuk of Rav Yitzchok that there's a chiyuv lahakbel b'nei rabbi v'regel from the fact that the Baal HaShunamis said to the Shunamis, why are you going to him? It is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shabbos today. The Rav Yitzchok isn't medayik because it's mashma that on Chodesh and Shabbos she would be chayiv to go. And therefore you see that there's a chiyuv to be makabel p'nei harav. Because a woman anyway is not going to be chayeves, since it's a mitzvah seseisha zman grama, like the p'nei Yoshua asked in this kasha that we brought earlier. So of course a woman isn't going to be chayev. It's a mitzvah seseisha zman grama, so even on Chodesh and Shabbos she's not chayev. So what's the diuk? The diuk is as follows. In Pashtus HaPasuk, we have to understand. The husband asks, why are you going to him today? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos. Mashma, that if it was Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, he wouldn't be surprised if she was going. So why Dafkan Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos should she be going? And another time, it's strange that she's going. And we have to say, and that's Pashtus HaPasuk in the Pasuk, that the reason is, because when do you go make social visits? Without any reason. Just social visits. When you're free from work. But if it's Bimei HaMaisa, if it's a work day, then there isn't, there are no social visits. People come on Chol HaMoed, they come, they visit, how are you? We sit in the sukkah. We eat some, we crack some garinim a little bit. We eat some delicious cake that the wonderful women in my family baked. We smile, we laugh, we sing. That's on the day that we're batal mimalacha. Only then you make social visits. But you don't make social visits on a work day. And if we see that somebody went to visit somebody and it's a work day, so we can understand that this isn't just a social visit. It's a visit for a reason. The visitor has a reason to be visiting the visited. And therefore he's not going to work. And he's making this visit. Even though it's not the usual time that people are visiting, but he has a purpose. It's not just social. So if the Shunamis was going to Elisha on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, the husband wouldn't be surprised at all. Because these days are not Yemei Maisa. Shabbos is the rest day. Shabbos, Menucha. And Rosh Chodesh is also a Yom Menucha for women. Because women don't do Malach on Rosh Chodesh, like it says in the Yerushalmi, the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer brought in the Torah and Siman Tav Yud Zayin. And therefore, these are visiting days. But when Elisha saw that his wife is going on a day that is neither a Rosh Chodesh nor a Shabbos, so he said, it must be the Baal HaShunamis, when the Baal HaShunamis sees his wife going on a day that's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos, so he said, there's definitely a reason she's going to this man of God. And then he said, wait, what's going on then? If you have a reason, what's the reason? There must be some sort of emergency. And therefore he wanted to know, why are you going? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos. And she didn't want to tell him that there's a reason that she has to go. And therefore she said, Shalom, everything is okay. Don't worry about it. Everything is cool. Nothing to worry about. And if that's the case, we have to ask ourselves, how come the Baal HaShunamis didn't also mention the Regel? Because the Regel is mamish the most social time. Listen, on Shabbos people visit. True. Rosh Chodesh, women are betelos mimalacha, they don't work, beseder. But the most social time of all is the Regel. So now we have to understand the Baal HaShunamis. We understand why he's saying she should, if it's Chodesh and Shabbos, you should be making a social visit. Because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Shabbos, and these are times that we're not working. But once he's already mentioned, and since it's not Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, then why are you going? But if he's already mentioning times that are matim for social visits, he should have said Regel. Regel is the time that people have the most time to visit. So therefore, what should he have said to her? Madua telecha seila ba'elon. Why are you going to him? Why are you going to him today? It is neither Shabbos, nor Rosh Chodesh, nor the Regel. It's not Yontif either. However, and this is Gevaldik, sweetest friends, if we say that Chayav Adma Hakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel, if you say that a person has to go visit his Rebbe on the holiday, Al Zisfar Shtanin, if I said that correctly, Akol Muvan. Now we can understand everything. You know why he didn't mention Yontif? For a very good reason. Because you're right, Yontif is a good time to go visiting. But that's only for other type of visits, but not that the women should go to the Chachamim. Why not? Because if Chayav Adam Lachbil Pnei Rabo Beregel, what does that mean? Who's going to be by the Rebbe on the Regel? The men. And when the men are by the Rebbe, the Vibra shouldn't be by the Rebbe. What are the wives doing there if the men are there? We are, and our Torah believes in the separation of the sexes. That's why we have mechitzas, because we want to separate the men. We don't want to have excessive mingling between, we want them to get married and have children, that yes. But excessive mingling and socialization between males and females, has mila haskir. So therefore it's gevaldik. Elisha was saying to the woman, the Baal HaShunamis, excuse me, was saying to his wife, why are you going to him? It is neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos when you would make a social visit to see the Rebbe. But on the social, she wasn't going just to chit-chat. Obviously, she wanted to go into the Rebbe to get some of his Kedusha. You know, there's a good reason. But there's no Chiyuv. It's a Mitzvah Man Grama. I mean, if it would be Chodesh and Shabbat, there'd be no Chiyuv. It's a Mitzvah Man Grama. She says, no, not a mitzvah at all. She's just going because, you know, it's nice to be around holy people. Bo Sidbak. She'd be Davik B'Tamid HaChacham. But from here, you can learn that on the regel, men are Chayuv. From the fact that the Baal HaShunamis didn't mention the holiday, why are you going to him today? It's not a holiday. From the fact that he didn't mention the fact that normally you would be going on a holiday, it must be that women didn't go on the holiday. Why do women go on the holiday? That's the best time to go. Answer, you know why women do on the holiday? Because the men were there. And when the men are there, the women shouldn't be there. When the men aren't there on Shabbos, the men are busy. He's taking he eats a big plate of chulent. And he goes and he takes a 4-hour nap. He can't move. He's like an Evan Shein Lahofchin, mamish, an immovable stone. And now the women can go to the roof. But if it's on, and on Rosh Chodesh also, especially men are at work, women are free, they go to the roof. But on Regel, women can't be going. Relisha didn't say, the Baal HaShunamis didn't say that she should go on the Regel, that normally she would go on the Regel. Because a woman shouldn't be going on the Regel. Because obviously it must be, that on the regel, men are chayav to be makabel p'nei rabam. And that's the diuk. Rabbi Yitzchak says, chayav adam lahakbil p'nei rabo b'regel. Why? Because it says, lo chodesh lo Shabbos, meaning women go on chodesh and Shabbos. Why not regel? Why don't women go on the regel? Obviously, because men are chayav to go on the regel. And therefore we can see that there's a chiyuv lekabel p'nei rabo beregel. So a chiyuv on the woman, there's never a chiyuv. Mitzvah man grama. But a chiyuv on the man, there is, when the regel. Because it's from the fact that women aren't going on the regel, even though they would go at other times, Chodesh and Shabbos, it must be that on the regel, the men are chayiv to go. And this says our Rebbe for today, Rav Aaron Levin. He says, "V'zeh ra'yon nechmad be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach." And he's also medayik from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, "Mechal de shechodesh v'shabbos iboy lo lemezal." She should be going. So that's dafka time chodesh and Shabbos. The women are going. But the men, when are the men going? The men are going, the men are chayav to go on the regel. So that is a very nice idea. Okay, so we have a little bit more time. So b'siyat d'shmaya, sweetest friends, don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend, and together we will walk in the ways of Hashem. So let's now go a little bit further and go into this Shaila. Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabu Beregel. Is this a Chiyuv Bizman Hazeh? Or is it not a Chiyuv Bizman Hazeh? So now that we've concluded, you can't be Machayav women, because the Mitzvah Shizman Grama, at least according to the Pnei Yoshua, you could. Very possibly. Because of his svar that it should be a mitzvah of all the time. But according to the Mahalach of the Birkas Aaron, women are not going to be chayiv, but men are chayiv. Chayiv ad mahag v'nei rabo b'regel. The shayla is this shayach also b'zman hazeh? So as is well known, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch omit this din. The No the Yehuda famously, is a famous machlok, is No the Yehuda, Yaros Tabash, Rebianus, and Ibishus. The No the Yehuda, Rebbe Cheskel Landa, and the Chelik Arachayim, Simon Tzadi Dalit, was asked why the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah omitted this mitzvah. And he answered, because it's not noig b'zman hazeh. Because why? Chayav adam lahakbil pnei rabo b'regel. Because that's when you're makabel pnei ashchina. 3 times a year, Yerua calls the churchas pnei adon Hashem. So therefore they were mashve, Chazal equated the kavod talmud chacham to kavod hamakom. And we said, just like you go are makabel pnei ashchina, so too you should be makabel pnei harav. But bizman hazeh, that there is no kabbalas pnei ashchina, because l'da'avoneinu ein beis hamikdash, since there's no beis hamikdash, you cannot be mechayev a man to be makabel pnei rabo b'regel, because then the kavod of the rav will be greater than the kavod of the shechina. Only when we would go receive pnei ashchina, you can go receive pnei rav. But in bizman hazeh, where there's no kabbalas pnei ashchina, because there's no more beis hamikdash, so if you would go visit the Rav, the covet of the Rav would be greater than the covet of the Shechina. And that is not a good thing, like we see in the Gemara, in the Kedushin. Gemara says there that a Talmud can only stand in front of his Rebbe twice a day, Shachos and Arvis, so he doesn't give more covet to his Rebbe than he gives to Shemayim. So therefore, his man is there, that we're not makabel p'nei Shechina b'regel. Memela, there's no chiyuv to be makabel p'nei Rav b'regel. So based on this derech of the Noi de Yehuda, the Birkas Aaron says that that's only if Bizman Hazeh there is a Makom Kavua that we could be Makabel Pnei Ashchina, and nevertheless we're not Makabel Pnei Ashchina. Then you can say that don't be Makabel Pnei Arav, because there is a place to be Makabel Pnei Ashchina. We're not Makabel Pnei Ashchina, so we shouldn't be, have the Kavod Arav be greater than the Kavod of the Shechina. But if there would be if we say that Bizman Hazeh, there is no Makom Kavua to be Makabel Pnei Ashchina, if so, even if there will be a Chiyuv to be Makabel Pnei HaRav, it won't seem as if the Kavod of the Rav is greater than Kavod Shemayim, the Kavod of the Shechina. Because the Kavod of the Shechina is impossible. There is no place. But the Kavod of the Rav is possible. So that could be, you can take the No Dabi Yehuda one step further. Say, when did the No Dabi Yehuda say, just repeating it so that it's clear, when did the No Dabi Yehuda say that there is no mitzvah? L'kabel p'nei ashchina b'zman hazeh. That's only if you hold. When did the, No Dabi Yehuda say there's no mitzvah to be makabel p'nei harav b'zman hazeh? That's only if you hold that there is a place to be makabel p'nei ashchina, and we're still not makabel p'nei ashchina, and yet we are makabel p'nei harav. The kavod of the rav will be greater than the kavod of the shechina, that we can't have. But if you hold that Bizman Hazeh, there is no place to be Makabel, Makom Kavua, to be Makabel Pnei Ashchina. If we're Makabel Pnei Arab, it won't be more than the Pnei Ashchina. Because Pnei Ashchina is impossible, there is no place. And Pnei Arab is possible. Of course, one can argue with that. But now we're going with the Derech of the Birkas Aaron, and not the Derech of the Birkas Elchanan. So according to this Derech, we can say more that there is no chiyuv bizman hazeh to be makabel pnei harav, only if we say that bizman hazeh lo zaza shechina shechina mikosel ma'aravi. Like Chazal say, and like the Yehuda brings, and he's somech on this Chazal, it says, v'hashimosi es mikdashechem afilu b'sha'as shmama k'dusha saleo. So in theory, we could be makabel pnei hashechina bizman hazeh. Because there is the Shechina at the Kotel Ma'aravi. Incidentally, there is the Maisa Minig today to go to the Kotel on the Regel. So since there is a Makom to be Makabel Pnei Hashechina B'Regel, And despite that fact, we are not mekabel panei Shechina beregel. There is, it's there. The Shechina's there, and we just don't do it. Since there's no chiyuv to do it anymore, but there is a Shechina. So since there is a Shechina, and we're not doing it, we're not being mekabel panei Shechina on the regel, we're not chayav to be mekabel panei Shechina beregel, so you can't be mechayav a person to be mekabel panei Rav beregel. Because if he's mekabel panei Rav, that'll be greater than kabbalah Shechina. Because the Shechina's there, and we're not mekabel panei Shechina. So how can you say they have to be mekabel panei Rav? However, if we say that bizman hazeh, there is no longer the Shechina at the Kotel HaMa'aravi, so then you can say that chayav adam mekabel panei Rav beregel, even bizman hazeh. And you can't say that kabbalah Rav will be greater than kabbalah Shemayim. Because the reason we're not mekabel panei Shechina is because it's not there anymore. But the panei Rav, that there is, you could be mekabel his panim, you could visit him, so that's possible. So I ain't done an efshir mishalo efshir. You can't say that just using that as a phrase, but not literally like the Gemara uses it, that you can't say that the kavod of the Rav is going to be greater than the kavod of the Shechina if you visit the Rav and not the Shechina. The Shechina you're not visiting because it's pasha not there anymore. The Shechina left. God's divine presence isn't there like it used to be. Isn't in at the Kotel. So when you're visiting the Rav, you're not showing it's greater than the Shechina. The Shechina is efshir, and the Rav is efshir. Shechina is not there anymore, so of course there's going to be no chiyuv to be mekabel panei Shechina. But the Rav you could visit, so therefore it's not greater than the Shechina because there's no competition anymore. The Shechina is out of the league, so to speak. It's only if there is a Shechina and you visit the Rav and you don't visit the Shechina, there it's a zilzal. In fact, in the Medrash Rav and Shmos and Parashat Beis, there's a machlokes. Is the Shechina still in the Makom HaMikdash after the Chorban or not? And there, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman says, Reb Shimon Bar Nachman says that before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was the Shechina. But now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shechina went to Shemayim. Elazar Omer, no, the Shechina is always in the Heichal. Even though it's destroyed, the Kedush is still there. Rav Acha says that the Shechina has never left the Kotel HaMa'aravi. So according to Rav Shimon Bar Nachman, who holds that after the Churban, the Shechina went to Shemayim. So according to him, there should be a Chiyuv L'Kabel Pnei Rav even Bizman HaZeh. Because you can't say like the Sfar of the Nod Yehuda that the Kavod of the Rav is going to be greater than the Kavod of the Shechina. Because the Shechina is not there anymore, there's nothing to talk about. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Acha, who hold that the Shechina is still in the Heichal, the Shechina is still at the Kotel HaMa'aravi. So according to them, you can say the Svar of the Nod of Yehuda, that since the Shechina is there, and there's no Chiyuv to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina anymore, Bizman HaZeh, but the Shechina is there, so if you're visiting your Rav, that is going to be great, that is going to be doing more than the Shechina. You're showing more covet to the Rav than you're showing covet to the Shechina. Because the Shechina is extant, it's there, it's present. And yet you're not going to visit the Shechina, and we're going to say that you're chayav to visit the Rav when you're not chayav to visit the Shechina, which is there? So that would be a zilzal. So that wouldn't be nice for the Shechina. So according to that understanding, the understanding that the Shechina is still there, the Nodi Yehuda Svar would still be enforced. And a person wouldn't be chayav to be mekabel panei Rav, because being mekabel panei Rav will be more than the Shechina, which is still there. Masha'en Kain, according to the Sfara, according to the Deya, that the Shechina went up to Shemayim, we can be mechayiv to be mekabel panei Rav. And it's not going, you're not showing that it's greater than the Shechina, because the Shechina is pasha not there anymore. The Shechina went up to Shemayim. And with that, we can answer Shtaka Kasha in the Nod B'Yehuda, who writes that Bizman HaZeh, in other words, Shalom Bizman HaBayis, there's no Chiyuv to be Mekabel Pnei Rav Beregel. What's the Shtaka Kasha in the Nod B'Yehuda? A Mefurash Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Amud Beis, that you see that there were Amoraim who were sitting in a Sukkah that was Pasul, because they said that they're Shlichei Mitzvah and they're Pturim in a Sukkah. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, you know what mitzvah they were doing? They were going to be mekabel to become the mitzvah of chayav adam l'hagbil pnei Rav beregel. And these Amoraim were living long after the Churban. So we see that even Shalobas Manabayis, your chayv, you makabu pnei rabba regal. You can look it up. Sukkah Yudah, Leo DeRoshi used to say that. Sukkah Yudah Medeis. Says there, Rabba by Rav Huna went with, I think it's Rav Chizda, and they sat in a pasul sukkah, and they said, well, Shluchai Mitzvah Rav Turman Sukkah. What Shluchai Mitzvah are you? Chayav Adam, La'akbil Pnei Rabba Beregel, Rashi says. So you see Mizman Hazeh, and that's a big kasha. So Rav Ayetzei Furman is Eretz Tzvi, says that's not a, it's not a kasha in the Nodav Yehuda. Nodav Yehuda says there's no chiyuv to be makabel pnei rabba beregel, but there is a mitzvah to be makabel pnei rabba beregel that he doesn't argue with. So there would be makayim that mitzvah, just not that you're chayiv. In any event, Rashi says, at least as Rashi is quoted, chayiv adam lahakpil pnei rabba beregel, that a person is chayiv. Now that's what Rashi says in Sukkah. So if you say that they were going to be Mekayim, they're Chiyuv to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. As is the Pashat understanding, you see that there's a Chiyuv to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel, even Nochen Churban, even after the Churban, not like the Noda to be Yehuda. Dan, taran, tan. Dan, taran, tan, tan. So you know the Yehuda says that after the Churban, there is no Chiyuv to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. These Amoraim did it. And that's why they were considered Shluchei Mitzvah Turim and Sukkah. The answer is very simple. You could say that Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna will hold like the opinion that there is no longer a Shechina on the Heichal and at the Kotel Ma'aravi, and therefore there is a Chiyuv to be Makabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel Bizman Hazeh because the Shechina is not around anymore to be Makabel Pnei Hashechina. So it's not a zilzul in the Shechina, not a lack of kavod of to the Shechina if one visits his Rebbe, and therefore they consider themselves Shluchei Mitzvah. But the emphasis is that we all that lozas that we paskin out like that, that the Shechina is still in the Heichal. And since the Shechina is still there, there is no longer a chiyuv to be makabel pnei rabba beregel. Why not? Because if the Shechina is in the Heichal, how can you be makabel pnei rabba beregel? The Shechina is there. You're not going to visit the Shechina. You're not chayv to visit the Shechina. So how can we chayv you to visit your Rebbe? And that's how the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin. That there is a Shechina on the Heichal. In fact, that's works out nicely. The Shulchan Aruch often follows in the path of the Rambam. The Rambam says famously that the Shechina is there. Shechina ain't a b'teila le'olam. So if that's the case, that the Shechina is still there, you can no longer be mechayev bizman hazeh a person to be mekabel pnei rabo beregel. So that would be the svar of the Noda Yehuda and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch who were mashmit. He was asked. Why did Noda Yehuda was asked? Why did they omit this halacha, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch? And he said, because not shaykh bizman hazeh. And we see that people did it bizman hazeh even after the Churban. The answer is that that's only because those of Amoraim held that there's no more Shechina on the Heichal, the Makom HaMikdash. But if you hold that there is a Shechina in the Makom HaMikdash, you can't be mechayev the person anymore, because then the covet of the Rav will be greater than the covet of the Shechina, which is present. But if you say that there's no more Shechina, the Shechina went up to Shemayim, then it won't be greater than the Shechina, because the Shechina is not, it's not a competition anymore. The Shechina is not around. And therefore, that's what these Amoraim held. They held since the Shechina is not in the Heichal anymore, they can go visit their Rav. They're chayiv to visit the Rav. So that is all the Holy Noda Yehuda. But what about HaRebbe Rabbi Yonason and his Yoros Tvash and Chelik Rishon and Drushyot Beis? He says, Fakert! That on the Rabbah, only Bizman Hazeh there's a Chiyuv L'Hakbil Pnei Rabbah, L'Kabil Pnei Rabbah B'Regel, to visit your Rebbe on the Regel. But Bizman Abayis, there was no Chiyuv at all. And his Svari is that Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah B'Regel is Bimkoim. It's a substitute for Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Rabbah is like the Shechina. Vada. So your Rabbah isn't like a Malach Pnei Hashem Tzavakos. He shouldn't be your Rabbah, says the Gemara in Chagiga. And so that's why we're makabel pnei rab beregel, in order that we should be makabel pnei hashchina. If we can't be makabel pnei hashchina, because it's not there, so dafka bizman hazeh, when there's no more chiyuv to be makabel pnei hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash, we should be we're chayav to be makabel pnei rab in place. But bizman abayis, you can be makabel pnei hashchina. You can get the real thing. So then there would be no chiyuv to be mekabel pnei harav. So with the yisod of the Ya'oritz Dvash, we can now connect two ma'amarim of Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Chayav adam lekabel pnei harav beregel. Rav Yitzchak also says, brought in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Chayav adam letar atzmo beregel. He says you have to visit your Rebbe on the holiday. And he says you have to purify yourself, you have to go to mikvah before the regel. Brings a pasuk. So we have to understand what the juxtaposition of these two teachings is supposed to reveal to us. So based on what we said, we can say as follows. The din of Rav Yitzchak, Chayav Adam Latar Atzmo Beregel, is a big machlokas haposkim. If this din is Noeg Bizman Hazeh, Shagas Aryeh, Simit HaZayin, writes that Bizman Hazeh, there isn't the Chayav being Matar Atzmo Beregel, because what was the whole idea of being Matar Atzmo Beregel? Because you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, the Chobas HaRegel, like Riyah, going to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Karbanos, these are all things you're not allowed to do in your Tameh. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, that Bavon Oseinu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have any of the Chobas of the Regel. You can no longer, we're no longer Chayiv to become Torah in the Regel. There he brings the Rambam, the end of the seventh parak of Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, who writes that Kol Yisrael Muzharim Lios Torim Beregel, B'nei Shein Achonim Likonis LaMikdash. So you see that the reason that you are not, that the reason that you are Chayiv to Matar Atzma Beregel is in order to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not Shaykh Bizman Hazeh. And Mimela, no more Siba, no more Mesubav. No cause, no effect. The cause for the Halacha is for the Mikdash, and today there's no Mikdash, so therefore there's no Chiyuv Tar. However, the Tzlach in Beitz and Daf Yud Ches, Amar Aleph, the Nel Debi Yehuda wrote the Tzlach, the Tzilin Nefesh Chaya, says that the Chiyuv to be Mitar Atzmo Beregel is no way given Bizman Hazeh, because that's Pashtus Lashon HaShas. Chayav Adam Latar Atzmo Beregel. And Rav Yitzchak was after the Churban. And he brings the Rambam that we quoted. He says that from the Rambam there's no Raya. And the Rambam also holds that the Chiyuv is Noeg Bizman Hazeh. So if we say like the Yaros Tvash, that Kabbalah's Pnei Harav Beregel is Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, is B'makom Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, that was Noeg Bizman Habayis. So now, Rav Aaron Levin says, a gewaldige svara, that Bizman Hazeh, like the Tzlach, there would be a chiyuv to become Torah lefnei haregel. Why? Since we have a mitzvah that is like the mitzvah of Re'iyah. What is the mitzvah of Re'iyah? To go into the Beis HaMikdash, be makabel pnei hashchina, to bring the korbanos. So we have a similar mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? That mitzvah is to be makabel pnei rabo beregel. That's the substitute for the mitzvah of riyas panim b'mikdash. So that would mean that not only do you be makayim, you want to substitute the ikar chiyuv of being makabel pnei hashchina, of riyas panim b'azara. So the substitute for the ikar chiyuv would be to be makabel pnei harav. But you would also want to substitute for the pratim that are mistaiv, that branch off from the ikar chiyuv. What did prat branches off from the ikar chiyuv of akbalas pnei rabo beregel, sweetest friends? Chiyuv tahara. You got it. You got it, chiyuv tahara. So just like the azoy, a person is chayiv in Riyas Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina on the regel Bizman Hazeh, in the form of being Mekabel Pnei Rabo, so to a person is also going to be Chayiv in Tara, just like back then he had to become Torah before the regel. Bizman Hazeh, he is also going to become Torah Lifnei HaRegel. So that is a gewaldige svara. To be mechayev you, even bizman hazeh, to go to mikvah before the regular, be metayer yourself, just like in the olden days they used to do it. Bizman hazeh we do it also, just like in the olden days we used to be mekabel p'nei hashchina. Now you're mekabel p'nei harav. In the olden days we were metayer ourselves in the regel, before the regel, in order to be mekabel p'nei hashchina. So to bizman hazeh, before the regel, you have to be metayer yourself. Before the kabbalos p'nei harav. And now we can say that the two ma'amarim of Rav Yitzchak are really connected. First, Rav Yitzchak said, Chayev Adam Lekavo Pnei Rabu Beregel. And he learned this from the Baal HaShunamis saying to the Shunamis that in Chodesh and Shabbos, she should be going, but on the Regel, he admitted. Why? Did he omit the Regel? Because on the Regel, you're Mekabel, Pnei Hashchina. So in the regel, you're not Makabel Pnei Harav. On the regel, you're Makabel Pnei Hashchina. That's why he omitted regel. So on Chodesh and Shabbos, you're Makabel Pnei Harav. On the regel, you're Makabel Pnei Hashchina. However, Bizman Hazeh, that we're not Makabel Pnei Hashchina on the regel, you have to be Makabel Pnei HaRav in place and as a substitute for the Shechina. So that's the Gemara. Rav Yitzchak says, Chayev Adam Makabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. You see this from the Shunamite who wouldn't be going on the Regel to the Rav because it's a... Because in the regel you're Makabel Pnei HaShechina, even though it's difficult because he's saying it to the woman. Before we said the woman shouldn't be Chayev, it's a Mesesh's Man Gram. Women are pturos miri'iyah. In any event, we have the svara that bizman hazeh chayev adam lekabel pnei rabo beregel, because there's no kabbalas pnei hashchina. Only then there was kabbalas yinam kabbal pnei rabo beregel, because there was kabbalas hashchina. But bizman hazeh that there is no kabbalas hashchina, there is a chayev lekabel pnei rabo beregel. Lekabel pnei rabo is this substitute. And since we have some inyan of Re'iyas Panim, therefore we juxtapose the Maimer of Chayev Adam L'Tayer Atzmo Beregel. Because if we have a dugma for the mitzvah of Re'iyah, we could also be Mekayim the Prat that emerges from this mitzvah, that you're also Chayev to be Metayer Atzmo Beregel, just like Bizman Beis HaMikdash. You would go to the Beis HaMikdash and be Metayer yourself. So to Bizman Hazeh, Bimkom the Beis HaMikdash, you're Makabel Pnei Rabo. And Bimkom, you retire yourself back then, you also retire yourself Bizman Hazeh. Based on this, we can also say Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara afterwards brings a Tanya Nami Hachi, exactly like Rabbi Yitzchak, the person in the Chayiv to retire himself before the Regel. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak have to say, he's an Amora, why did he have to say what a Tana already taught us? The answer is, the Tana wasn't teaching us what Rav Yitzchak was teaching us. Rav Yitzchak was teaching us that Bizman Hazeh Yerchayev L'Tayer Atzmo Beregel. The Tanya Nami Hachi is saying that yes, then Bizman Abayis there were, you were Chayev to be Matayer Atzmo Beregel. And then Rav Yitzchak's Chiddush is, even Bizman Hazeh, why? Because Bizman Abayis you were Chayev Matayer Atzmo Beregel. Also Bizman Hazeh, you are Chayev to be Matayer Atzmo Beregel. So now we understand the Smichos HaParshi, Smichos HaMamare. First he says, a person's Chayev to be Makabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. And that's even Bizman Hazeh, because there is no Mikdash. And therefore, she should have gone to him only on Chodesh and Shabbos and not on Regel. Because on Regel is a Chiyuv of Mikdash. But that would mean that Bizman Hazeh, that there is no Chiyuv of Mikdash, Dafkan the regel, Chayev Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. That is, even though again we said that it's a little bit difficult because the women aren't Chayev in Riyas Panim, but that is the first, unless you Okay, we don't want to be mefalpel too much. So that would be the first chiyuv of, so that's the first chiyuv, that even mizman azeir chayat v'makabu p'nei rabo b'regel, only when there's a mikdash, you're not, but shelo b'zman mikdash, like the Aros Tavash says, you are chayat v'makabu p'nei rabo b'regel, as a substitute for the mikdash, you want to keep it up as much as you can, and if you want to keep it up as much as you can, so then also there's going to be a chiyuv l'taratz p'nei regel. So even though, just like you're not mamish being mekayim the din of the Beis HaMikdash, you're just doing it, you're using a substitute, the Rebbe, still to hear, you're not chayev mamish being matar atzmo beregel, mitzad that you have to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So, and be mekayim the mitzvah sayom. You're right, it's not exactly the same. But as a substitute for back then, when we retire ourselves to go to the Beis HaMikdash, now we're matar ourselves stam. So based on that, there would be a chiyuv, like the Tzlach says, to be matar Atzmo, ba, regel, lifnei ha-regel, you have to mitire yourself, you have to go to mikvah, even as mad as that. In fact, the mikvahs are very busy before the regel. So, sweetest friends, we have concluded our shir, b'siyata d'shmaya, was gevaldik. And we saw the svar of the Pnei Yoshua, that bizman hazeh, that a mitzvah that should be knowing b'chol zmanu b'chol eis, does not have the status of a mitzvah seishes man grama, since it should be noig b'chol zman b'chol eis, but isn't for a side reason. It is not called a mitzvah seishes man grama, it's called grama. It's not called a mitzvah seishes man grama, it's called lo grama, because it should be noig at all times, just for a side reason it's not. And therefore a woman should be chayv in such a mitzvah. We said that l'chora, the Bavli, is not holding of that svara, only in the Havamina, the Bavli says. In the Havamina, the Bavli says, that you would think women are chayiv in Kriya Shema, maybe because of the Pnei Yoshua Svara, because it's Kabbal Samach Shemaim and it should be knowing at all times. Kamash Malan, since it's only knowing day and night, since it's only the Mitzvah Shman Grama, women are pturos. So at the end of the day, something that should be knowing at all times still is called the Mitzvah Shman Grama if it has a set time. That's the Bavli. However, we saw in the Yerushalmi has another makor that women are going to be pater from Kriya Shema. Why isn't it good enough to say it's a Mitzvah Shman Grama? The Teretz is because the Yerushalmi maybe is holding like the Pnei Yoshua. It's not a mitzvah shel man grama. It's not a mitzvah shel zman grama. It's a mitzvah shel lo zman grama because you should be chayv at all times, and therefore we need a rather reason to pater women. So we have a pasuk l'manatem osam zbenechem lo menoseichem. Then we saw the gemara that says that chayv adam lahakbil pnei rabo beregel, and the pasuk says lo chodesh v'lo shabbos, and it says that implies that in chodesh and shabbos she should go. Why in chodesh and shabbos should she go? Pnei Yoshua says it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah seishes man grama. She says, no, really, one should always be makabel p'nei harav. But since it's impossible to do it at all times, you know, there's only certain times to do it, chodesh and Shabbos. And therefore, women, a woman is chayiv. That was the p'nei Yoshua. Since there's a svara that it should be knowing at all times, women are still chayiv. The Birkas Aharon said differently. Because Aaron said that the Chodesh and Shabbos are times for social visits. But the fact that he didn't say regal, he didn't say, hey, you should be going. If it would be regal, I would understand why you're going. It implies women didn't go on the regal. Why didn't women go on the regal? Women didn't go on the regal, obviously, because the men were going. And that incidentally works nicely, because, like we said at the end, that if the Pnei HaChiyuv of Pnei HaRav is mistai from the Chiyuv of the Mikdash, so it makes sense that only the men should be Chayiv. And also it's Man Grama. So he says to her, why aren't you going for a social visit on Shabbos and Yontif and not on the Regel? He didn't mention Regel. It's because Regel, there's a Chiyuv for the men. Chodesh and Shabbos, the women are going for social reasons. So from here you see that according to this, it would emerge that women are not chayav to makabel pnei rabo beregel. It's only a male chiyuv, and the men are going on the regel, and that's why the women aren't going. And that was the question of the Shunamis' husband. So if men are chayav, So then why are you going? If men are going on the regel, so you shouldn't be going. So I'm not asking about the regel. I'm only asking why you're not going on the Chodesh Shabbos. Chodesh Shabbos is when you do go. And then she said, no, Shal, there's nothing to worry about. And then we saw the machlokas between the Noda Yehuda and the Yaros Tavash. We understand Ibishitz. Noda Yehuda says that the Chiyuv of the Makabo Paneah Rabba Beregel is not Bizman Hazeh, therefore it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tur. The Yaros Tavash says that it's Dafka Bizman Hazeh. The Svar of the Noda Yehuda is that the covet of the Rav shouldn't be greater than the covet of the Shechina, so if we're not going Bizman, if we don't go to the Mikdash Bizman Hazeh, we shouldn't go to the Rav. And the Yaros Tavash says Fakert. It's a substitute that you're going to the Rav instead of going to the Mikdash. So it's Dafka Bizman Hazeh, Bizman and Mikdash, you didn't need it. And we said based on the Yaros Tavash, we can understand the Smichus HaMamar. Why Rav Yitzchak said both Chayav Adam L'Kabel Pnei Rabba Beregel and next to that Chayav Adam L'Tahara Atzmo Beregel? It's telling us that the Din of Bizman Hazeh, that just like your Chayav Bizman Hazeh to be L'Kabel Pnei Rabba Beregel because it's a substitute for the Mikdash. Even though the Mikdash doesn't apply, we still have a Zecher. So to the Tara Atzma Regel, even though the reason doesn't apply because we don't need to be Matara ourselves before the Regel because there's no more base on Mikdash, but we still do it. Just like we're Makabo Pnei Rabba Regel, we're also Matara ourselves before the Regel. And as far as the Sheet of the Noda Yehuda goes, we said it would really depend on whether there is Shechina B'makom HaMikdash B'zman HaZeh or not. If there is no Shechina, then there's no reason not to be Makabo Pnei Rabba Regel because it's not greater than the Kabbat HaShechina. The Shechina isn't there anymore. There's no more competition. But if there is Shechina in the Makom HaMikdash, then if you go visit your Rebbe and you're not going to visit the Shechina, so already that's a lack of cover for the Shechina, and therefore it wouldn't be Shaykh Bizman Hazeh. And the Noda Yehuda is holding in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur that Bizman Hazeh, there is Shechina in the Makom HaMikdash, and Mimela you would be it would be a zilzul in the Shechina if you would only go to your Rebbe and you're not going to go to be Makabo Pnei Shechina. And the Amoraim in Maseches Sukkah who went to be Makabo Pnei Rabba Beregel because they held that Bizman Hazeh, there is no more Shechina in the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore, there is a Chiyuv to Mekabel Pnei Rabbo Beregel. So that is in a nutshell, in a 5-minute nutshell, what we learn. And we should be Zochemir to Shem, to have a Chag. We should be Mekabel Pnei Rabbo Beregel. We should be Machmir like the note, like the Yoris Tavash. To do it, even Bizman Hazeh, you can't lose. V'vol Sidvak, at least you get the Mitzvah Doraisa being Dovik Tomerich Chamin. That definitely. And we should be zoche to have a simcha tika yantif, and we should be not only misameach ourselves, misameach aniyim, misameach umlolim, misameach our families, our wives, our children. We should be zoche mei tishem, be'emes, 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 to be makabel pnei hashchina, b'makom hamikdash habanui hashlishi, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.